World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was void and without form, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That's Genesis 1. And I learned from, I think it was Steve Quayle, I can't remember where I learned, Abahu and Adahu, void without form, basically chaos. In the beginning, there was chaos. God created the heavens and the earth out of chaos. And the truth of the matter is, it seems like the world has been in a sprint to be more chaotic every day. As I get up here this morning on the 17th day of January 2025, that's even hard to say, isn't it? 2025. Chaos seems to be increasing everywhere I look, we look. And, you know, I'm kind of one of my real mentors when I was a young football coach, a guy by the name of Dave Klontz. Wouldn't mean anything to most of you, but it means a lot to me and our family. When I was football coach at Heath High School, I went to Heath in 1981. Dave Klontz became my right-hand man. He graduated from Heath High School. He coached in Heath. He won state baseball championships at Heath. And they put Dave on hospice yesterday. And he's 78 years old. And, you know, life's but a vapor. It's here and then it's gone, and it's chaos, and it seems to be everything going on all around us. And I, every day I get an email, this person's sick, this person's going on, this is happening, boom, boom. One of our listeners, Keith Enderle's in the hospital in Lancaster, Ohio. I've never met Keith that I know of. He's in the hospital in intensive care, from what I understand. I wish I could. I really don't know much about it, other than I know Betty and some of them have been after him. I'm sure some of you right now are dealing with sicknesses in your own families. Chaos, man. There's chaos. Chaos all around us. All around us. A lot of it deserved, is it not? A lot of it deserved. And I keep coming back to the same thing, living out pre-written history. Church expecting things to get worse has made things worse, in my opinion. And a lot going on. I got so much stuff to share with you today. Finally, today, tomorrow, the trailer is leaving here and heading down south. Finally, the trailer that Steve Deck worked so hard to get all fixed up and everything. Jeff climbed through a bunch of stuff in the back of that yesterday, and we'll get some more stuff in it today, and it's gone out. A couple has driven from, believe this or not, they've driven from Wisconsin down here to pick it up and take it on down to Swannanoa. And so they're going to arrive about noon today. And Ray LeBlanc, Ray's got a crew, group of four gone from, Ray lives clear up there in Wisconsin as well, up in Cheesehead Country. And they're heading down. They're going to be down there for a week, work on the ground. And folks, it's just like, man, you could stick your thumb in the dike in about 1,000 different places, couldn't you? And tells us in Romans chapter 5, thank God for all the problems and trials that they have, for they develop patience, and patience develops character, and character develops, or patience develops hope, and hope develops character. I got it somewhere. And not so only we glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience is experience, and experience is hope. Scroll down a little bit more, Spence. And hope make us not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would dare to die. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies with God, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. See, we need to study these words. That word atonement is so, wow, big and powerful. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin. Remember we talked yesterday about sin, babies? So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For under the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. See, it's the law that shows you the sin. There is no law. There is no sin without law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was yet to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one man many be dead, much more by the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Oh, if we could just explain the gospel to people. And not as if it was by one that sins, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. There's another word. For by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they will receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one man, free gift came upon all men to the justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Remember, the law is the schoolmaster. The law shows you your sin. Law is a schoolmaster. But when sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you understand that if you are born again of the Spirit of God, you will never die? You understand that? You'll never die. Oh, you'll leave this earthly body, but you're never going to die. Never going to die. It's powerful. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to take communion. Joe, get that ready to go here for us. Listen now. Listen. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, we're going to have a prayer vigil. Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Spencer, I'm going to get a hold of you. We'll get it set up, get an email out. We don't need you to be part of it. We just need you to set it up so we can do it. Ray can't manage it for us because Ray's going to be out of town. He and his crew are heading down to Swannanoa. But we are going to do a prayer vigil for the inauguration, which is on Monday. Amen. Amen. Look, I'm looking at my notes. Bear with me. I got some great stuff. Let me show you this. People say there, but Spencer, get number four ready. There, but for the grace of God go I. There, but for the grace of God go I. We hear that, right? I don't think that's one. There's one. Hey, folks, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? I want you to look at this. Cowboy Dave, we're talking to you, brother. We're talking to you. Spencer, show the video of people parked in line, waiting for propane. Go ahead and play that.
Whoa. Dang. And this is for propane?
Waiting for propane!
We're gonna try and drop some groceries off. Holy shit.
We can't even imagine. I don't know how cold it is where you are. I know what it's like where I am.
Other direction, too.
Oh,
come in both directions. trying to get in and get propane.
That is to get heat, buddy. So
that's
people can
what
be
we're
warm
empowering
tonight.
Cowboy Dave to do. I thank Clay for all the research he did with all the other places that, you know, you can donate money, and please go there and do that. We are, Cowboy Dave is providing propane. We're helping Cowboy Dave provide propane. Okay, folks. In fact, I'm sorry, just kind of all over the place here this morning. Yeah, that's what Dave's doing. Okay, cool. Get it off. All right. Hey, Lord Jesus, thank you, protected Joe out there. Rain falls on the just and the unjust. We don't have any idea what's going on around us, but it's cataclysmic times that we live in. I'm not trying to be a doom or goomer. I'm not. Oh, I got so much stuff to share. Lord, help me be able to do it. Joe, come on in, if you will, and lead us in communion here. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. Let me back up. Sunday night, 7 o'clock, we're doing a prayer vigil. Go ahead, Joe.
Thank you, Coach. But ye are come unto Mount Zion. Oh, I'm reading Hebrews 12, 22 to 29, everybody. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels.
Amen, baby.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect.
Spirits of just men made perfect. Perfect. Wow. So just being a just man isn't enough. Just being a just man. Just means what? Honest, balanced, just. That just means that the debt has been paid, the books are balanced. Just men made perfect. Wow. Go ahead, Joe.
And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
Mm.
That ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, but much more shall we escape, not escape, if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven.
Wow, amen, speaketh from heaven.
Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken.
Amen, baby.
As,
if you ain't anchored down, man, you're going to get shooken up. Go ahead.
As of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
Amen. Amen, Lord. Help us not be shaken.
Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved.
Now, the kingdom's within. The kingdom is within. The kingdom is not someplace that we're going to. The kingdom of God is within. Thy kingdom come. Go ahead.
Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Boy, we love to talk about mercy and grace and love and all that. He's in a consuming fire.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. It's
hay, wood, stubble. Only thing that remains is what you've done for the cause of Christ, folks. That's all it's going to remain, baby.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning from across this great country, this covenant nation with you, Lord. And we're grateful for all you've done. We're grateful for our forefathers that had the wisdom to make a covenant with you. For without that covenant, we would not have any chance at all in these days. But with that covenant, Lord, we know that you are there. We know that you have made promises to us in this covenant. And we know that you will not abandon your word, that your word will not fall to the earth void, that your promises are kept, Lord. We cannot see the way or the path, but we can see your hand in our nation now. And so we ask, Lord, that in this shaking, you shake the media so that it has to tell the truth. You shake every purveyor of news and let them finally tell the truth. Let the truth behind these disasters, the hand of man behind these disasters, be revealed, and let the public be so, feel so betrayed and in shock, and finally wake up to what's happening, and finally wake up to the false loyalty of most of the leadership of this nation, whether it be governmental, corporate, or in the religious institutions of America that so often feel like Pharisees of old, making their own rules and not looking to the true God. And so, Lord, we see attacks in this country and the West Coast with fire, and in the aftermath of the cold with this fire and ice, Lord, we ask that you find and soften the hearts of men, and you let them see the truth. And you let there be an exodus from this world of lies that we have been in, an exodus from this controlling hand that does not have our best interests in mind. And let this exodus be clear, and let people finally see your hand in what's being done. And let the credit go to you, Lord. God gets the glory. So we ask, Lord, that you especially watch over the country this Monday the 20th. You know what's happening then, Lord. And you know the rumors, and you know of the missing nuclear weapons, and you know of all these things that potentially could happen. But we are so grateful that you will not allow something like that to happen. And so, but we ask that the truth of the things that are stopped be revealed so people can know the hearts of the enemy, how vile they are. And this totally unconventional congregation here, Lord, and this online church of sorts that creates some amazing friendships and shares our beliefs, and we learn from each other, Lord. We ask that you take care of everyone here on this call, and their families and their friends and their jobs and their businesses and their transportation and their food and their finances and their health. We ask that all those on this call remember, when live or recording, that this is the meal that heals, that this meal can heal our bodies and heal our souls. So, Heavenly Father, we ask you forgive us our sins and transgressions as we take consideration on ourselves as we're coming to take Holy Communion. We ask you to bless this bread and this drink representing the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was shed for us so many years ago, that we who believe in him may have everlasting life and not perish, Lord. And we come to you with gratitude, for we worship the only true God who so loved the world And we are a part of that world, Lord. And you gave your only begotten Son, that we who believe in him may not perish, but have everlasting life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, welcome, Joe. Sir.
Man, I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff. I got this. Somebody sent me this. Doesn't matter. Somebody sent this to me. It kind of piggybacks on what we were talking about yesterday. Hang on, let me stop. Cowboy Dave, you out there, man? Can you come in here and give us kind of an update? You are the propane guy. And I don't know how the rumor got out there that people think we're not supporting Cowboy Dave anymore. We are supporting Cowboy Dave. In fact, friends, because of you, if you want to help, I'm going to go stick in the mail today. I'm going to go over and give it to his wife, Teresa, another $5,000 gift. And Dave, you will use that for propane for the people down in Swannanoa. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Dave? I mean, can you get in there? I see you're there. I don't know if you can hear me or not. Or if you can respond or not. I know you can hear me. Okay. Okay. So he's out doing his thing.
Hey, Coach, this is Dave Allison. I can speak to, I've been in contact with Cowboy every day. And, yeah, the need for propane is off the chart. Right now, Dave is trying to commit to supporting a certain amount of families, right? He's trying to, you know, he's trying to control it, just not, well, I mean, he's trying to supply the propane to a certain group. And as the God gives him ability to increase that, he will. But also, he did send, and I don't know if that you got the video. He sent me a video this morning showing where the need now is for the hotel. The vouchers have ended, and now the people have to pay out of the pocket that don't have any job, that don't have any money. They have somehow, some way, they have to pay for a hotel room. So he had asked, and I don't know if you got word, he had asked that Pastor Salt would consider contributing to that cause as well.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, that's what, yes. That's right. We are. That's what we're going to do. Folks, look, you're contributing to them. I'm just taking the funds that you guys send, and we're sending it to Cowboy Dave. Now, look, folks, if you want to give money other places, I'm not going to be mad about it. I'm not. But we are supporting Cowboy Dave. We're supporting several different initiatives down there. But right now, they need propane. They need propane. Ray LeBlanc's taking a bunch of it, driving a bunch of it down there. But the reality of it is it's very, very cold, and people are living in tents. It's almost impossible to see. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it, man. Dave Allison, thank you, man. Somebody sent me this. I want you to see this. Well, I wish I might. Number five. This kind of piggybacks on what we were talking about yesterday. What's right and wrong? Do you know what's right and wrong? We've lost it, see. We've lost it. I'd never, ever in my life heard this song, The Monkees. Hey, hey, we're the Monkees. You guys remember that? How long ago would that have been? And the Monkees did a song, Shades of Gray. The lyrics are here. I watched this yesterday. I thought, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? When were the Monkees around? 1968? 60? When were the Monkees out there? Hang on, Cowboy Dave just sent me a message here. Hang on. Cowboy say FEMA will extend vouchers as of today. So in other words, you're going to let them stay there, I guess, huh, Dave? Is that what you're telling me? All right. Listen to this song, Monkeys, Shades of Grey. Read the lyrics as they sing it. Go ahead.
When the world and I were young, just yesterday, life was such a simple game a child could play. It was easy then to tell right from wrong, easy then to tell weak from strong, when a man should stand and fight or just go along.
That's good enough. 1967. I just Googled it. 1967. If you think there was only Shades of Grey in 1967, wow, huh? Wow. Remember, chaos. We're scrolling back towards chaos. I'm gonna shut up for a minute. And I'm just gonna, I got a lot of stuff I want to share, but I just sense some of you guys got something that you want to say, so I'm gonna shut up for a minute and open it up and let anybody come in and see whatever might be on their heart. And then I'll work some of this other stuff in there. Let me go over here. Come on in, somebody. By the way, Dave Allison just sent me this. Right now it's 29 degrees in Swannanoa. Tomorrow, Sunday, it'll be 16. Monday, it will be 9. Tuesday, it will be 10. Wednesday, it will be 10. And these people are sleeping in tents. James Thomas, come on in, James.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing hearing that song from the Monkees.
Yeah.
To the go ahead 40, 50 years to where we are today, and now we have a thing called 50 Shades of Grey, yeah. Which is kind of like a perverted pornography type thing. So from there to here, you can see the shift in the generations, you know.
It's yes, sir. Yes,
kind
sir.
Of You know, like I said, like we said, I think the other day, the music, I would think sometime back in our day, the 60s and the 70s were prophetic and was pointing to where we are today.
Amen. Amen. James, I got to say this, man. You sound like Lou Holtz. Anybody know who Lou Holtz is? The former football coach at University of Minnesota. You sound like Lou Holtz. So you're becoming one of my favorites. I lost what I was going to say. It was important too. Come on
Lou
in.
Holtz was a godly. He was a godly. He's a godly man too.
Yep. He is. Amen. Come on in there, RJ. Well, I remember what I was going to say because it was good. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure, Coach. I want to say thank you, Lord, for this fellowship. Sometimes it's awful easy to take it for granted. It's not a program or whatever people might think. This is a fellowship that accomplishes things for the kingdom of God. I'm so grateful that we have people that are going, you know, able to get away and do the works of kindness and help Cowboy Dave and others. And I would ask you, Lord, to show us others where we can get involved, other ways to be involved. I'm thankful for all you're enabling us to do, Lord. I'm going to be sending something along. I can't believe this weather, what it's going to be like. We trust you, Lord, that it'll get to the right people at the right time and that others will be blessed by it as well. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. It's all we can do, man. It's all we can do. I know this. Thanks to Steve Deck. It's going to be a beautiful big camper down there, pulled down there today. Some people are going to get out of the, they're going to get out of the cold.
Thank you, Lord. I got so much, man.
So much stuff. Let me show you this. Number six, praise the Lord. Number six, pull that up. It's about time. It's about time. What are you talking about, Coach? The Thomas More Society has filed a petition for President Trump to pardon the 21 pro-lifers targeted by the Biden DOJ. Did you guys see this today? The Thomas More Society, which is a public interest law firm, have filed an appeal with Trump to let, scroll on down, it tells us who they are, our friends, by the way. The pardon request package includes 21 individual pardon requests for the advocates who are Joan Bell, Coleman Boyd, Joel Curry, Jonathan Darnell, Eva Edel, Chester Gallagher, William Goodman, Dennis Green, Lauren Handy, Paulette Harlow, John Henshaw, Heather Idoni, Gene Marshall, Father Fidelis Moskinski, Justin Phillips, Paul Place, Paul Vaughn, Beverlyn, Betty Williams, Calvin Zastrow, Eva Zastrow, and Jim Zastrow. And friends, I don't know if you know this or not, they are in jail for violation of the FACE Act, and the Supreme Court said the FACE Act is unconstitutional. They have been prosecuted by that wicked Merrick Garland for something that's not even a crime. Not even a crime. Cal Zastrow in jail right now, by the way, causing revival in the jail that he's in. I'm telling you that. So thank God for the Thomas More Society, who's finally stepping to the plate. And folks, do you know the BLM guys, when they burned down Seattle and they burned down, they didn't do time. They didn't do time. What the heck's going on? God bless the Thomas More Society. Huh? How do we make those people whole? I heard, if you're noticing, now they're really complaining about, they shouldn't be going after revenge. They shouldn't be doing revenge. No, Trump shouldn't be going after enemies. Folks, it's justice. It's justice. These people have destroyed the lives of men and women all across America with unconstitutional, illegal edicts and arrests. Are we mad enough about it? Are we mad enough about it? Well, I said, not me, Coach. I'm not in jail. Let me show you something. By the way, go to the Liberty Action Network. If you haven't already done it, please email President Trump. please email President Trump and tell him to let the J6ers out and the pro-lifers out. Click on that. Put it in the chat. Release the J6ers. Thanks, Mel, for putting all that up on there. Thank you. There it is. There's the email. Click. Do it right now. Copy and paste it in your email and say, President Trump, let the J6ers out and let the pro-lifers out. It's all right there. It's simple to do. If we don't care and if we don't do anything and if we don't push back, who is going to stand for them? My goodness. Let me show you this. Come on in, Eileen. Come on, then I'll show you something else. Come on in.
Good morning, Coach. We've been fighting.
Eileen, you're an attorney, Eileen. Am I making this up? Have these guys been illegally and unjustly arrested?
No, I sent you that email, and I just interviewed Eva Zastro, and I'm going to interview Cal Zastro's wife today, Trish.
Wow, Trish.
What a godly woman. But, you know, it's like you said, it's time that the Thomas More Society did this, sent out this email. They have, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of followers because of all the good work they do. But we're fighting over here in our county against the illegal takeover of our farmlands by the solar companies. I love what Trump said. Not one frickin', what are they, is going to be built. Those
windmills.
Windmills. Not one is going to be built during his term. But when I was at the last county commission meeting, I read the poem of protest that was written after World War II Nazi Germany. I wasn't, when they came for the socialists, I wasn't a socialist, so I didn't speak up. When they came for the trade unionists, I wasn't a trade unionist, so I didn't speak up. When they came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't speak up. But when they came for me, no one was there to speak for me. And that should be our motto, our mission.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Let me pull this up, folks. This is amazing. I saw that. I'm sorry. Let me find it. Which one is it? Coach. I'm looking for. Okay. Number eight. I'm sorry. Number eight. Pull up number eight. You want to read something, friends? You want to read something? This is from Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes is the founder of Oath Keepers. He's the founder of Oath Keepers. Stuart Rhodes is in jail. He wasn't even in D.C. He wasn't even in D.C. Number eight, can you get that, Spence? He wasn't even in D.C. And this is a commentary that he wrote and he posted at the Gateway Pundit, explaining what the heck's going on. Can I brag for a minute? Just so you know how deep this connection is. I baptized Stuart Rhodes in Dallas, Texas, 6-7 years ago at an event we had out there. We have a connection with Stuart Rhodes. But one of the things that's really, really, scroll down there, Spence, he lays out what it was they did to him. Let me read just a few minutes, just a bit of this, and then put it in the chat, okay? Stuart Rhodes says, I'm a nonviolent J6 political prisoner serving an unjust 18-year sentence after I refused to plead guilty to crimes that I didn't commit, seditious conspiracy being the worst one. Because I refused to lie against President Trump and insisted on going to trial along with my brave co-defendants. On January 6th, I didn't even enter the Capitol. I didn't tell anyone else to do it. As the government's own witnesses testified, and committed no violence, I simply stood outside and exercised my right to political free speech, but that didn't save me from being railroaded through a D.C. show trial along with other innocent oath keepers. Nor did my clean record at age 58, zero prior arrest on criminal charges, just some speeding tickets. Did that save me from being denied pretrial release and held in solitary confinement for over a year? In solitary confinement for over a year, including a stint in the hole in the notorious D.C. jail, and I'm by no means alone in that. Systematic denial, pretrial release, and extended, Stuart's a lawyer, by the way, Yale-trained lawyer. Solitary confinement was also inflicted on most of my co-defendants and many other J6 political prisoners. Most had zero criminal history. To attempt to break the spirits and coerce them into false confessions, plea bargains, and worse, to try to coerce them into agreeing to testify, commit perjury, against other innocent people. Our own State Department condemns solitary confinement as a form of torture. When other nations do it to our citizens abroad, it's also a form of psychological warfare used to break POWs. It didn't work on me or my co-defendants, but it did work on many others. Imagine a vet, folks, think about this. Imagine a veteran who has PTSD locked in claustrophobic solitary confinement. Can you imagine, folks, can you imagine it? Once word got out that they were being held in solitary, that caused others to cave and make deals shortly after arrest out of fear of suffering the same fate. If you defended yourself, you got a harder sentence. I tell you this so you understand. I've been there, done that. I saw this corrupt system of coercion via soul-crushing punishment prior to trial from the inside. Which is why, although I'm one of the nonviolent J6 political prisoners, I feel compelled by honor and justice to speak out, adding my voice to the growing chorus of MAGA patriots supporting President Trump and pardoning all J6ers, no matter what they were accused of, pled to, or were convicted of in a DC show trial, including those now labeled violent and guilty of assaulting police. This is really, I'm not going to read this to you because you can read it yourself, but put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. This is unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable what we have permitted them to do. Anybody out there want justice? I want justice for these guys. I want justice for these guys. I want Bill Dunphy out of jail on Tuesday. I want Cal Zastro and Eve. I want them out on Tuesday. I want them out. I want them out. I want the same justice for those guys that Joe Biden gave to his own son. And by the way, pardons he gave to other of his wonks who out there. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Okay. I got to show you something else. And we'll shut up. I'm going to let you come in. Point number 10. Folks, I want you to watch this. This is 2 minutes and 20 seconds. I want you to watch the murder of Roseanne Boylan. The murder of Roseanne Boylan. The only people killed on January 6th were Trump's, whatever, people who showed up. They were the only ones killed. Alford or Sitnik died of natural causes later on, a stroke or whatever. The only people who died on January 6th were peaceful protesters. And I don't know if you guys have seen this or not. It's about 2 minutes and 20 seconds, enough to make a guy barf. Here's how they murdered Roseanne Boylan. Go ahead.
January 6th, 2021, Lower West Terrace Tunnel, 4:21 p.m. Roseanne Boylan is struck in the face with a pepper ball that is fired by Capitol Police. As people choke and gasp, protester and police officer alike, the demonstrators are pushed out of the tunnel into a pile on the steps. You can see the clouds of gas flowing over the trapped protesters as 31 pepperball rounds collide with the roof and walls, drenching everyone in the tunnel in deadly chemical irritants. After the protesters were pushed out of the tunnel, Roseanne is seen laying unconscious on the ground, bleeding from the mouth and nose. Then DC Metro Police Officer Lila Morris picks up a stick and beats Roseanne to death with it. The protesters pull Roseanne away from the police to do CPR on her as the police continue to spray pepper gas on the protesters, trying to save her life. After desperately trying to save Roseanne's life via CPR, the protesters present her to the police so they can save her life.
After dragging Roseanne away like a dead animal, DC Metro breaks the defibrillator and doesn't know how to operate it.
How do you get it out?
Go to fedwatchdog.com.
Unbelievable, huh, folks? Unbelievable. You don't see that on CNN, do you? You don't see that on CNN. Remember, out of sight, out of mind. Somebody come on. Now, one more thing. Bring up number nine. Bring up number nine. Folks, it's been a slow, slow draining of Christianity out of our society. I came across this clip out of the Columbus Dispatch. Columbus Dispatch. On May 18th. 2007. How many years ago would that be? 7 years ago. Look what's going on. This article was written in the Columbus Dispatch, and it's about the House of Representatives, the State House, want preachers to tone it down in their opening prayer before Congress. Go back there, Spencer. I don't know how you lost me there, man. What? Excessive evangelizing, too many controversial topics, and way too much Jesus. So what did the House do? They eliminated contentious prayers. So whoever was going to offer the prayer in 2007 at the Ohio State House had to have the prayer approved by the Speaker of the House before they could pray. Folks, this has been going on for a long, long time. The issue reached a tipping point Wednesday when Reverend Keith Hamblin, pastor of the church in Lima, made multiple references to Jesus, spoke favorably of church-sponsored schools, and mentioned the bills up for the debate that day, including a controversial strip club proposal. Want to watch his prayer there? You can. Folks, it's been going on for a long time. This has been going on for a long time. And at what point is the church going to arise and say, enough already? Enough already. 2007. Well, I've gone on. Somebody come on in. Come on in. Shades of gray everywhere you freaking look. Shades of gray. Nothing's right. Nothing's wrong. Just a matter which... Come on, don't leave me hanging now. Don't leave me hanging now. Put it in the chat. Come on, Dave.
Okay, Coach, it hit me the other day. It was just a spontaneous reaction when I said it on the show, but I got thinking afterwards about how I said that Jesus is climate change. And all of a sudden, I realized I'm a believer in climate change.
Jesus, amen. Jesus is changing the climate. That's right.
Are you kidding me? I mean, you can go from he gives you a climate of peace and joy and love, you know. And so I think somehow, some way, we can turn that on the libs, and we can say we're in favor of climate change, and Jesus is the climate change that you need.
Amen, baby. We're for climate change, huh? Hey, folks, 2007 has been around quite a while. Come on down, RJ.
Yeah, Coach, I've just I texted you a J6 document.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, that's Jake Lang. Somebody did it. I'm looking for the documentary to send. It's about 30 minutes, and it really covers things really well, concisely, goes over what happened that day. And then Jake prays at the end of this. It's really about the prisoners that he's trying to reach for Christ. Just amazing witness as he presents the closing on this documentary. So I'm going to find it. Maybe somebody else has seen it. If you find it quicker than I do, you can get it posted for folks to watch over the weekend.
What are we going to do? Folks, what are we going to do to help these guys who've been unjustly led to the slaughter, which is what the scripture says, unjustly led to the slaughter? What are we going to do? Can you send an email? Can you get everybody in your church to send an email? Say, President Trump, let my people go. Let them go. Oh, my God, they've suffered. Oh, my goodness.
Huh? Yeah.
It's not vengeance.
We got to let our pastors know ahead of time. Don't wait and talk to them Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Call them today.
Call them today. By the way, Sunday night vigil, 7 o'clock. Get as many people as you can to join us in the Sunday night vigil. Julie, come on in, then Mark.
Good morning. Getting back to what Eileen said about the solar things. You know, it's really important for people to get involved locally, because when you get involved locally, you can impact nationally. We had a meeting last night, and God's ridding the evil from our county. So I just praise God for that, and just encourage people to get involved. Thanks.
Well, that's one thing Angie's always talking about. We got to, politically, we got to root out the plants inside the Republican Party. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Donald Trump's greatest opposition is coming from people inside his own party. You do know that, don't you? You do know they don't want investigations either, because find out which way that river runs, don't you, baby? You sure do. Mark Mattingly, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. Ah, daggone it. Sorry, I couldn't hit the mic button.
We got you.
Been in the hospital for a week, next week.
I just
got out. Anyway, I talked to my buddy out in Orange County, California, and he was telling me on the local news, they found a guy, an illegal alien, with a flamethrower strapped on his back out in the area of the fires.
Probably getting a check from the government. Go ahead.
Well, you're kind of right, because supposedly they held him for whatever they're allowed to hold him for, 24 or 48 hours, whatever. Then they released him because they didn't have enough evidence.
Mm.
Now, you know, anybody's thinking straight would hold him on circumstantial evidence, but the fact is somebody's trying to, you know, sabotage the Trump administration, sabotage the nation by setting these fires, in my opinion, based on the evidence. Now, my buddy saw it on the local news. Of course, we haven't seen anything like it on the national news. Brandon House had something, so there must be something to this report. And, you know, I just think it's too timely that all these fires kicked up and everything like that. And Trump's getting ready to come in.
Mark, they move from disaster to disaster to disaster so quickly that we can't keep up with it. Clearly, there's a devil loose. There's a devil loose for sure, man. Mark, I'm sorry I didn't know that you were in the hospital, brother. I'm glad you're out there.
No need to apologize, Coach.
Johnny, come on in, Johnny. Got to unmute there, Johnny. Jerry, come on in.
Sorry.
There you go.
Sorry, my mic went crazy. Hey, no doubt the devil is loose. The only way to beat this thing is through prayer, everybody. We got to keep praying. And I just wanted to confirm that prayer vigil on Sunday. I'm assuming that's 7 o'clock Eastern time,
correct?
It is, correct?
7 Eastern time. Amen. Amen.
Thanks, Coach.
Faith without works is dead. Prayer alone, prayer propels action. Prayer propels action. Folks, you can lock yourself in your prayer closet and pray until your tongue falls out, but somebody's got to go. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, you said that about 2007, Ohio State House prayer.
Yep.
I just, when you said that, this all come together. I didn't even think about it till now. Remember back about then, a couple of preachers not liking you very well.
Yep.
Like me, because I was hanging out with you and just got started with you, and they thought it was just horrible what we were doing.
Yep.
Well, back then I asked that one pastor. He was going to the state house every Tuesday and praying. They would let him come over and pray with our political leaders. And I kept asking him, I said, hey, Mr. Preacher, how about I go ride along with you some Tuesday morning? I asked him several times. Oh, my goodness. The anger in his look on his face. He didn't want me going with him. Now I look back on that and think, Coach Dave did that to me. See what you did?
Good thing, huh? So you've been awake for about what year is this? 24? That's 17 years, folks. 17 years ago, they were putting a silence on the prayer in the state house. Huh? Wow. Hey, I want to, this is kind of off. James, I'll let you get in. James, come on in, James. RJ, your hand's still up. I didn't know if you wanted to come back in. Go ahead, James.
Yes. We have to realize as believers in Messiah that it's not us they hate. It's Jesus they hate.
Right.
It's him in us. I mean, we could live like the world and call ourselves Christians, and there's no pushback.
Matthew chapter 5. Pull it up real quick for me, Spence. Keep going, Jay. I'm sorry. Keep going.
That's all right. But yeah, it's Messiah in us, and we know this prayer thing. I agree with 100% what you're saying in regards to action. But it's the prayer of the saints that availeth much.
Amen.
And it's resistance that Satan, it resists what he wants to do when people are in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. So if we come together in that agreement, it pushes back and allows God to bring forth angelic forces on our behalf to tear down the strongholds.
That's right. We create the momentum. We create the fall, the force. Thank you, James. Scroll down, Spencer. Matthew chapter 5. Scroll on down. This is the Beatitudes. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, right there. Huh? Right there. Go back up. This is Jesus. Go back up 9. Start 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. By the way, the peacemaker speaks to authority. Only authority can bring peacemaker. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you. They know love, 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 love. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. So persecute the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. The salt loses its savor. How can it be salty again? It's good for nothing. Cast out, throw out pride under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. City set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men let us light a candle, put it under a bushel, put on a candlestick. Give light unto all the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works. Glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And don't think I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I didn't, man. I came to fulfill it. Mark Trump, quickly.
Coach, who does the devil hate? Who does he hate? Does he hate Christians? Or does he hate Christians who have Jesus in them and
right.
are acting against him?
The image of God.
J6ers, we went, our feet hit the ground places. He doesn't hate Christians who pray and don't do anything.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't, because what are they doing to hurt him? Why would the devil hate Christians who do nothing, right? All the church mm-hmm. Christians who keep their light under a bushel in the church and don't
Amen.
Go out.
Amen.
You know, I just think only some Christians are attacked because of what they do, not what they are not doing.
Not what they pray about, right?
Say what they say, Coach, but you're saying. You're speaking out. People went to D.C. and spoke. So
Amen.
You can speak. Speaking is doing, but you got to do it publicly.
Got to do it. We got to do it. We got to show up and make declarations. So we're going to pray Sunday night that those who are doing things are going to be empowered by our prayers. That's what we're doing. Huh? That those on the front lines are going to be empowered to advance.
Amen. Amen.
Sunday night, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. 7 a.m. Eastern time. I'm going to go to war. God bless you.
P.M.
See you Sunday night, 7.